I favour a complete ban. Unfortunately, the government...
What, even in the street, Mr. Holobone?
Yes, I don't think you should be allowed to cover your face in public.
Good Lord. Good Lord. What about balaclavas on a cold day? I know they're not particularly popular anymore, and we're going back to times perhaps when you and I were boys, but if someone chooses to wear a balaclava, they're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very good example with this case of Sir Michael Wilshaw. So, would it be acceptable for a boy in a class to wear a balaclava? Would it be acceptable for a male teacher in a classroom to wear a balaclava?
No, of course
not. I think the answer to both of those is no, it would not.
But they would be all right walking back to the bus once they come out of school premises.
Yes, I think what my bill would have done is made it clear that if that someone was asked to remove their face covering, they couldn't object to that.
I see. So I think you and I are in absolute accord as regards the classroom. Where I sense there might be some room for dispute is when the girl then walks to the bus. You don't think she should be able to wear the veil as she walks out of the school and along the road to the bus stop?
Yes, I think what we need to do is clarify in law what is legal and what is not legal. So, for example, if you go into a post office wearing a motorcycle helmet,
yes,
you are required to remove it.
Yes.
But that's not clear in law. If you go into a post office wearing a balaclava or a burqa, are you required to remove it? It's a grey area, and I think it needs to be clarified.
Fascinating. Just lastly, walking along the street, where are you on that, Mr. Holloway? A Muslim woman walking along the street, can she wear the full face veil on the street?
Well, I don't want to live in a country where we go around with our faces covered, because part of the British way of life is smiling, waving, saying hello to passers-by. And if we're all going to go around with our faces covered, it's going to be a very miserable place indeed.
But do you want to live in a country where the liberal attitude of being allowed to, within reason, wear what you want to do, is something that we embrace? You think it's time to move on from that?
I think it's really, really sad that here we are in 2016 talking about it being acceptable to live in a miserable country where everyone goes around with their faces covered.
Well,
how sad is that?